She wanted the house to reflect the country's history and be a place that was equal to the important men and women who came to visit. Together, the Kennedys hosted dinners to which they invited people from all walks of life. The parties were exciting and glamorous. Jacqueline Kennedy turned the White House into a place of culture and art with a capital A. Cellist Pablo Casals was a guest, as well as aviator Charles Lindbergh, composer Leonard Bernstein, and songwriter Irving Berlin. Another dinner brought together American winners of the Nobel Prize. Throughout the time he was president, JFK supported the arts. Because of his efforts, the National Endowment of the Arts was created, giving money to encourage artists of all kinds, actors, dancers, musicians, and architects. Jackie was equally comfortable whether hosting a poetry reading, a formal dinner, a ballet performance, or a party on board the presidential yacht. When the Kennedys went to France, the First Lady made a huge hit with President Charles de Gaulle and all the French people. Jack joked that he would be remembered as the man who accompanied Jacqueline Kennedy to Paris. Jack loved being president. On a typical day, he was up by 7:30. He quickly read several newspapers, had a hot bath, ate breakfast, and dressed. By 8:30 or 9, he was at work in the Oval Office. In the basement of the White House, Jackie found a very old desk and had it moved to the Oval Office. It had belonged to President Rutherford B. Hayes. The desk was made of wood from a ship that had been shipwrecked in 1854. President Kennedy loved the desk. The coconut shell with the carved message for help sat on top of it, a reminder of when the PT-109 had been shipwrecked. Models of America's greatest sailing ships were also placed around the Oval Office. Kennedy joked about his job. "The pay is good, and I can walk to work." With his usual modesty, he didn't add that he gave all his salary to charity. Kennedy took care of lots of business by telephone. In 1961, politics was still a face-to-face business. But JFK liked the phone because it gave him information quickly. Around noon each day, he swam in the White House pool and did exercises for his back. Then he ate lunch, a hamburger most days, served on a tray. After that, he took a nap and spent an hour with Jackie. By the end of the afternoon, he was back in the Oval Office with the door open so his staff could come in and ask questions. Often, he saw as many as 70 people in a single day. Most evenings, he brought work home with him. There were lots of papers to read and to sign. Other nights, he might attend a formal state dinner. Sometimes, the Kennedys had a small dinner party for friends. Afterward, they watched a movie in the White House Theater. On weekends, the first family flew to Hyannisport. Jack loved to sail and play golf there. In the winter, the Kennedys visited Palm Beach, where Joe Sr. and Rose had a house. It was a busy life, but a productive and happy one, too. Over the years, Jack tried many ways to ease his back pain. One doctor suggested a rocking chair. The gentle motion might help. So Jack bought a simple $30 model made in North Carolina. He found it so relaxing that he ordered several more, to have one wherever he was. The image of the young president in a rocking chair became familiar to the American people. JFK never showed the public how bad the pain was. When he needed crutches, he put them away, out of sight before a speech or public appearance. And he was a big supporter of sports and physical activity for Americans. He expanded the President's Council on Fitness. It encouraged all Americans, old and young, to lead healthy, active lives. As president, John Kennedy eagerly supported American space exploration. He promised that by the end of the 1960s, an American would land on the moon. He was right. In 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. It took him 4 hours and 55 minutes to circle the planet 3 times. Kennedy believed that the United States, the richest nation in the world, had to help other poorer nations. With this in mind, the president set up Food for Peace. Cargo ships filled with food were sent to countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, where people did not have enough to eat. JFK also created the Peace Corps. Young men and women volunteered to spend 2 years in a needy country where they helped build schools, water wells, health centers, and other projects. Peace Corps volunteers also taught villagers better ways of farming their land. Right away, more than 5,000 applicants took the exam to be in the Peace Corps. By the end of 1963, 7,500 volunteers were at work in over 44 countries. By 2002, more than 165,000 Americans had served in the Peace Corps. Jack picked his sister Eunice's husband to head the Peace Corps. He also brought other family members into his administration. He asked his younger brother Bobby to be Attorney General. Bobby had run Jack's campaign for president. Now, as Attorney General, he would be the head of the Department of Justice and a member of the President's Cabinet. His job would be to prosecute in federal cases. Robert Kennedy was only 36 at the time. Although JFK was criticized for this, he wanted someone in his cabinet whom he could trust completely. Bobby was that person. Lyndon Johnson, the vice